Carry Voice Radio. Believe it.
For the top. No one knows my pain. No one sees these problems. Lord, I have to face only you, Lord. Only you, Lord. Yeah, only you, Lord. Only you, Lord. Yeah. Sometimes I wanna run away when I'm facing all these trials.
Listen to Care Voice Radio. We're coming your way live tonight. This is Spirituality in the Mix. Brand new month. Keep us on the lock.
At times I wanna go astray when I'm going through these struggles. But I'm bowing my knees, oh God. And I'm calling out to you. I'm calling out, I'm crying out. Lord, help me come true. Cause no one knows my struggles. No one knows my pain. No one sees these problems. Lord, I have to face only you, Lord. Only you, Lord, yeah. Only you, Lord. Only you, Lord, yeah. There's times I wanna give up, cause the road it gets so rough. At times I wanna quit, Lord, cause the battle gets so rough. But you remind me that weeping may endure for a nighttime, but joy, it comes in the morning. For no one knows my struggle, no one knows my pain, no one sees these problems. Lord, I have to face only you, Lord. Only you, Lord, yeah. Only you, Lord. Only you, Lord, yeah. Times I wanna run away when I'm facing all these trials. At times I wanna go astray when I'm facing all these troubles. But I bow my knees, oh God, and I'm calling out to you. I'm calling out, I'm crying out. Lord, help me come true. Cause no one knows my struggles. Struggles, Father. When the battle gets hard, I know I can truly call on you to be my voice and my defense, to be my shield and guide in the midst of the storm. And though I go through the murky clay, you promise to be with me always. So say hi.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
Hey guys, it's your girl Iska, and you are listening to CareVoiceRadio.org, the edutainment station.
Yes, this edutainment station. Conversations that matter every single time. One of the reasons this show exists, and I was talking to someone yesterday, and they mentioned, you know, maybe you can include spirituality into your other show more and really push it from that perspective. And I said, you have to have a balance. You have to be the rock of your own salvation. You have to be the rock in concert with God for your own salvation. I think I'm sharing this information today because as I look around the world right now, and as I look at my own growth, development, the mission and vision and the purpose for which I am here, I recognize, and I'm from a rock, and I'm always, they call Barbados the rock, and I love to talk about Barbados when I'm talking about things, because it's the first experience that I've had in concert with God, growing up. And initially I wasn't intentional about God, but I think I had to figure out why my life was filled with so much calamity. And I had to research to discover, what is all of this about? What is this act of consciousness that I'm a part of on a daily basis? And as I began to build out this whole platform and work it, I decided that I needed my voice to have a voice. I needed to do something constructive. And this represents that initiative for construction. And so I knew that I had to go do some discovery to figure out what was going on and why people were telling me, you need to be saved, or you need salvation, or you need this, or you need that. I don't buy into anything immediately. I question everything. I question me. And it has been an interesting journey, because I realized that as people struggle around the world, there are a few things that I've noticed that everyone has and that everyone wants. Number one, land. Inheritance from the forefathers of that particular group dynamic. Number two, knowledge. And the knowledge is important because you have to take a second look at what you're learning, what you're being taught, if you're going to become a rock in concert with God and for someone else. Because my rules of engagement are not always about what I gain. It's not about how I think. It's about how I think in concert as a help approach to someone else somewhere, somehow across the world. So to be the rock, I cannot allow myself to become corrupted with bad behavior. So the calamity has to leave when you remove the bad behavior. And I've been saying this for a long time. And more recently, as I grew into more understanding, grew into more knowledge that I have had to test, really take a look at it, use a dynamic marker, which is a historical profile representing the same behavior that I'm talking about, to try to discover how can I bring change. Why do I need to bring change? And so I took some time and I went to college. And I wasn't looking for Harvard, obviously. and I have nothing against the mainstream schools, but as I think and as I feel for knowledge, I want to know the core of what's going to work, what's going to be consistent, what's going to be transparent, what's going to make me capable. Very important for me. Very, very important. What is it? And as I look at the music and as I look at everything else, I have to pause and consider all of these things, because they're all part of the practicality. And what I realized is that as soon as I got on this course, I could not let it die. Some people tell me you're so resilient and relentless. You have to be. Stick around, we gotta come right back.
Don't let it die. Choose you, I choose you over and over.
Sexuality in the Mix. This is Aubrey.
If you listen to P100, I want to be 100 too. Minus one little, I would never be without you. Yes, this season gets me swimming, my head. Yes, it's true. Don't let it die.
Saying here is that you need to live and have an understanding that salvation requires you to have a conversation with yourself and with the living God, the invisible, substantial persona that represents your birthright. Because there is chaos going on. People are frustrated. And rightfully so, because they're trying to manage the content and the behavior that's put in front of them, whether it be the COVID virus or whether it be a family member, a friend, a relative, a neighbor, a situation, a job. Whatever that is, that's part of your content management that you have to look at and build out on the concept of salvation. It's a very key thing from my experience. Because when people ask you, who are you? You should be able to answer that question. And I find that every time I do my workshop, every time I speak to someone and ask them, well, who are you? You say, well, I'm a chemist. Well, I'm a secretary. I didn't ask you what you did. I'm asking you to define who you are in conversation. What can I expect with you if I'm hanging with you in a friendship, a love relationship, or business? What can I expect? What are the expectations based on your concert conversation? And I've had this happen to me, so it's important that I share with you my experience. Perhaps it will help you. Being born mute on a Caribbean island, growing up and recognizing early that your voice was not necessarily your own choice. It was given to you for a purpose and a time. And mine was given to me to be a professional speaker, author, coach, mentor, strategist. And I chose to go after everything that I go after I have a nice conversation with God. And when I didn't listen, a couple of times that I didn't listen, it was disastrous. I'm telling you. Important that you understand the beauty of your existence in the now and in the future, because when you start creating the opportunity for relationships to come together, and be careful how you manage the content of relationships when they're happening. I love to listen. As much as I speak, I love to listen. I love to listen to more people talk. I'm a people watcher. That helps me to develop content. I look for sustainable behaviors across all platforms of engagement so that when the time is right, I can didact what I need to support the notions that I share, look at historical representations of the same thing, and come to a conclusion. And I know that the reason we need this concert in concert with God to be the rock. If you sit around, have no relationship with anybody, it's going to be tiring. But there is one relationship that you need to consider, not from a religious standpoint, because I've been so bored by that kind of conversation. I want to know that if I have a conversation, that you know what you're talking about, that I know that we know together what we're talking about. That can be strengthened over time. It's important. And we are beautiful people. Human beings are beautiful. Behavior, sometimes I don't know. Sometimes it needs a correction. We call each other names, and we have to look at how we communicate by calling people names. One of my biggest pet peeves is the word nigger. I cannot share that understanding because of the connotation of you being junk. And the only time a person is junk is when they believe and act poorly. That's junk. Unnecessary. But sometimes people can't do without it. This is why you have to have a conversation in concert with God so that your salvation can be protected. Sounds crazy, doesn't it? I'm going to play another tune. I'm going to come right back with you. Let's continue. Let's continue. You're beautiful.
Whoa, 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 yeah, yeah. It's whole day high. This life is beautiful. I love it. It's beautiful, yeah. Ha. The birds and the bees and the land and the trees all covered in their glory. The stars in the sky, they shine so bright to tell a beautiful story. So how can I wanna take my life when this life is so sweet? And how can I wanna say goodbye when you gave me a voice to speak? Oh, oh, life is beautiful and life is sweet. When you wake up in the morning and you start to breathe.
I know. Some of my listeners don't like me to pause the music because across all platforms of engagement, it's solid stuff. And you got a reggae beat, you got Jose Hines, one of my favorite artists. Because I know he's been through that chaos that I was talking about earlier. Now, it's a wide spectrum conversation in terms of theology. But if you're going to use the descriptive form, those are two different areas when we're talking about salvation. Deliverance from sin and its consequences believed by Christians across the world. As of today, from what I understand, 29 billion people subscribe. This salvation brought about by faith in Christ or the Christ. And a lot of people don't believe in that. But it represents a state of peace and understanding your value. That when you act appropriately, you create or begin the process of creation for deliverance from harm, ruin, or loss. And then you have the mental toughness to understand how to continue persevering. I love this. So spirituality in the mix of life. I asked a young lady last night when I went to the store. She was standing around and working, and she felt a little out of sorts. And I had a quick conversation because I developed relationships with people. And sometimes I don't even have to talk to them. When you look at a person, they can feel the energy of your salvation. That is what is more important than talking about who you are. I'm a Christian. I don't care about all that, because if I did, I would not be secure from all the bad behavior that people who announced their Christianity in my life for the past 40 years, but were deceptive and destructive, liars, angry, that kind of thing. That's why I had to create my own platform for conversation locally and globally. I had to make sure that everything in my own space was alive with activity. It was alive. It's alive. It's driving critical mass positive. That's what is important to me. That's what's important inside the conversation for what salvation looks like. It assumes that something went wrong, and that's why you behave inappropriately every single day. And it starts in your mindset. And there are always two people in the room. You and your mind. Your physicality and your spirituality. And I asked the young lady in the store, have you ever left home without your spirit? And she says, maybe once or twice, I think. But no, I don't think I have. I said, good, because if you did, you'd be dead. And she says, wow. And her face lit up. She says, thank you. I feel much better. When you are on your mission and on your purpose, and you are being the rock of your salvation in concert with God, that's when people understand who you are. And I've had some doozies, and I had to release that negative progression from some, because it wasn't of value. It wasn't part of the rock. And I come from a rock, so I know what it feels like. My favorite rock is sedimentary. I don't want to go back into school in geography and chemistry and physics and all of that, but it allows things to flow through it and get out of its way so it can remain a certain way. Anyway, I want to thank you all for just being here today, and we will continue with the song, and we will continue with this type of conversation as we move forward. We are going to win the battle of professional stupidity, hate, the greed, the envy, the anxiety, and all of these other things that come upon us each and every day. Stick around. We're going to continue with this song. Jose Hines. In the building. Love this guy. Love this music. And hope to have him on the show again. It's been a while. You know. But stick around. We're coming your way.
Fresh day. Fresh day. Fresh day. Whoa. Life is beautiful. And life is sweet. See the son in the yard with his dad working hard. Hoping he'd be inspired. See the hen with a chick and a mom taking sticks, ready to make that fire. So how can I wanna take my life?
See, this happens when you're in the middle of it. I'm gonna do this tune one more time, because life is beautiful once you're in concert with your own salvation and understanding yourself, your value.
When this life is so sweet, and how can I wanna say goodbye when you gave me a voice to speak? Oh, oh, life. And life is sweet. You wake up in the morning and you start to breathe. Fresh air, fresh air, fresh air. Whoa, life is beautiful. And life is sweet. See the birds and the bees and the land and the trees all covered in their glory. See the stars in the sky and they shine so bright to tell a beautiful story. So how can I wanna take my life when this life is so sweet? And how can I wanna say goodbye when you gave me a voice to speak? Oh, oh, life is beautiful and life is sweet. When you
wake up in the morning and you start to breathe.
Oh yeah, this is spirituality in the mix. You can't make this stuff up. It's real, it's alive.
Fresh air, fresh air, fresh air. Fresh air, fresh air.
Yeah, I'm telling you, keep it on the lock. You're coming your way. So good. Yeah.
Na 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 na. Oh yeah. Woo. So good, so good. You make me feel so good, so good, so good. Lord, you make me feel so good, so good, so good, yeah. When I wake up in the morning and I see the bright sunshine, when I go sleep at night.
Visualize, very visual song.
I wanna praise you every time, 'cause you've been so good to me. When I was bad to you, and I wanna sing praises to you. So good, so good. Lord, you make me feel so good. So good, so good, yeah. So good, so good. Lord, you make me feel so good. So good, so good, yeah. What have I done to deserve this goodness that you show to me? What I have done to deserve it? All your kindness, Lord, to me. 'Cause when I was nothing, you made me something. When I was down, you turned my life around. You placed my feet, oh Lord, on your solid ground, and you turned my life around. So good, so good. Lord, you've been so good. So good, so good. Yeah. So good, so good. Lord, you make me feel so good. So good, so good. Yeah. When I wake up in the morning, I see the bright sunshine. When I go sleep at night, I wanna praise you every time, 'cause you've been so good to me. I wanna praise you all the time. I say you've been so good to me, yeah. I wanna praise you all the time. Oh, so good, so good. Lord, you've been so good. So good, so good. Oh yeah. You make me feel so good, so good, so good, yeah. You know, this is Jose Hines. You make me feel so good, Lord. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm telling you, can't make this up. Thank you for joining us right here on the Edutainment Station.
Voice Radio.
Believe.